Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Well, welcome to girls basketball tonight, folks. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Sandingham Christian High School. Got about 6 minutes to go here. These are two of the top five teams in the state, according to OSAA's rankings. Warriors 4, Eagles are 5. This is a team we played at the state tournament last year, but we played them without Ellie and without our freshman this year.
Yeah.
And we struggled to score that game without our leading scorer, our best player, Ellie McMullen.
Once she was gone, we didn't have anybody that was going to score. And we couldn't play defense tight enough to make anything happen.
Well, that was the first time all year we put Sarah up on top on the 1-3-1. She hadn't played that.
No.
And they took advantage of that a little bit, too. She just didn't have the experience. Playing the top of the 1-3-1 effectively is you need to be a good athlete. You don't need to be, I mean, the better athlete, obviously, you know, the better chance of that being successful, but it's really a skill. It is not just about being an athlete, jumping all over the place. You bait people, you watch what they do, their tendencies, you surprise them, you get them to make bad passes, you get tips, things like that. And if you don't play it right, you kill yourself running back and forth like a monkey in the middle, right? Just in the hot box. You're exhausted in no time. If you don't know what hot box is, a monkey in the middle, you're not over 50 as a baseball player. Ron knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Especially hot box. That was one of those great games you play with three people. Two people with a glove and you had a ball. And the person in the middle had to try to go back and forth and not get tagged. It was a great drill. Mm-hmm. It worked on your base running skills. Also worked on your throwing skills with a base runner there.
And throwing it the right place when you're in a run.
So you could get a tag, yeah. No. All right. Well, the Warriors come into this with both teams have matching 12-3 records and 4-0 in league. Sandingham Christian's lost to Sutherland by 15, Pleasant Hill by 14, and Banks by 7. Now, that's interesting because we got hammered by Banks by 15, but we beat Sutherland both times we played them. So it goes to show you that these two teams maybe have some different strengths than one another. The best player on the Sandingham Christian team is the senior Taylor Yost, 5'11 post player, wing player, really. She'll step out. She'll shoot the mid-range shot, maybe even a three-point shot. She's a good passer. They run a lot of offense through her.
Is she 23?
Yep. Yeah. Smooth player, good athlete. Excuse me, folks. Good athlete, good range on her shot. Just good basketball player. High IQ. Whoa. Ron just put his headset down. Unwarning to me. So the Warriors will have their hands full containing Taylor Yost, but it'll be that 1-3-1 zone that tries to just make life difficult on her. So also out there that you have to worry about is number 15, Maddie Fields, a 5'11 senior. And the Warriors will have to deal with her, another girl with a lot of basketball experience. They have 6-foot Maddie Scariano out there. So 5'11, 5'11, 6-foot, and then 5'10 and 5'7, Fulbright and Vincent. And so what you've got is an incredibly long team going against a team in the Warriors. We list them at 5'6", 5'6", 5'6", whatever. Harzma and the Knisley twins are about 5'4", maybe. I'm going to go 5'3". Sarah Lynn Grove, we list at 5'10". She's about 5'8.5", maybe 5'9", on a good day. And then Kylie Kendall, also about 5'9". And those will be the starters. 80, Maya, Eliza, Sarah Lynn, and Kylie. So the Warriors will be a contrast in styles. You got one team that's super quick, the Warriors want to get out and run, and you've got another team that wants to really play half court, utilize their length, and try to make things kind of that half court game execution, getting high percentage shots and rebounding the basketball, keeping us from getting out and running. So
we need to get them into a pressure, a ball control situation, because I think that's our strength, is the quickness of our guards, and not a lot of teams are going to be able to match that kind of quickness.
Well, you would think Sutherland would be able to, and they can't. And they've got the best single guard in the state.
They only have one guard, though. Right. I watched them play again the other day.
When it's not in her hands, they're in trouble.
Westside Christian had them on the ropes, but then Sutherland changed their defense and
blew them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warriors need to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes.
Specifically, Eliza and Sarah Lynn, who are sometimes prone to get a little bit of foul trouble. They need to stay out of foul trouble. Warriors need to make their open shots. Need to have a better shooting night out of McMullen. Alyssa won for, I think, 13 or 14 or something like that.
Yeah, 1 for 13.
Yeah, it wasn't good Tuesday night. So we'll see. I mean, she's a shooter. It didn't bother her that night that they weren't going in. She kept taking good shots, and some nights you don't have it. She was a little short on most of her shots. Then she started pushing the ball a little more. We saw her shoot a couple that didn't look natural. So the Warriors in their royal blue uniforms with gray trim and white numbers and letters. Santiam Christian, their colors are black, red, and white. And their home uniforms are white with red trim down the sides, black numbers and letters with kind of a red outline on them. But they're easy to read, so I'm good with that. They're not orange on black. Wilhelmina, Taft, YC, all these teams that think that looks good to have those two colors together, they're hard to read. If you don't put white numbers on those black or orange uniforms, it's tough. So the Warriors have been introduced. It's 80 Nisley, Eliza Nisley, Maya Harzma, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Kylie Kendall. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior out there for the Warriors. Warriors are going to come out. They're going to pressure. They're going to try to force some turnovers. I think the key to this game is if the Warriors can make a couple of shots early from the outside, it changes the feel of the whole game for the opponents when they feel like they've got to come back against that pressure. If you don't score, if it's a low-scoring first quarter, then the other team doesn't feel that pressure quite as much. But once it goes to, the Warriors getting some baskets, building up a 6 or 8 point lead, then the teams start to force things a little bit more offensively, and that pressure defense really starts to have a bigger impact. So Mia Fulbright, a 5'10". Junior. Taylor Vincent, a 5'7 junior. Maddie Scariano, a 6 foot senior. And then number 15, a 5'11 senior, Maddie Fields. And finally, their best player, number 23, Taylor Yost, who's a 5'11 senior. And she is really their best player, and it's not even close. I think Yost is a top five player in the state, Rod. Sorry, I've got you down. There you go. We saw her play last year as a junior at state. They took fourth place at state, beating us in that fourth place, sixth place game.
Shorthanded.
Jumping center, Fields. I don't think there's much on the bench after these starting five. I honestly don't.
No.
But the Yost girl is very good. So Fields will jump center, and she wins the tap, chased down by Yost. Yost gets it to Vincent. Warriors in there, 1-3-1. On the side to Fields, dumps down low, Fulbright, up and in. Well, they attack that very well. Mia Fulbright with the first basket. 80 Nisley to Eliza in the corner, drives baseline, hooks a pass to Harzma right in front of the rim and lays it up and in off the glass. So both teams attacking without their best scorers, going with secondary scorers there. Fulbright down low looking for it. They skip it over to Yost on the left wing. She drives, loses the ball, and the Warriors have it. Harzma. That was Eliza with the defense and the steal there. Harzma with it. To Kendall up on top. Swings it to Eliza. She drives. Back out to Kendall for three.
No, I don't think so.
No good. Rebound. 80 with it. Back out. Sarah Lynn on the left wing. In the corner to 80. 80. Couple of dribbles. Back to Sarah Lynn on the curl. It's knocked out of bounds off of Santa M. Christian. Warriors basketball. Left side of the key along the baseline. About maybe couple of feet out from the baseline, or from the key, I guess. Lob into Sarah. Sarah at the foul line. Couple of dribbles. Scoops it up. Missed a little too strong. 80 with the rebound. She's fouled. What an effort. She got clotheslined in there. But she just snuck in there, took the rebound away, and she does that. If you don't box her out, she's coming around you and getting inside before that ball comes all the way down.
Quick.
Oh. And just great timing. That tenacious attack from the wing on the weak side. 2-2 game. 80 at the line to shoot two. Buries the first one. That one had a nice backspin on it. My compliments to the shooter. One more coming for the freshman guard. Spins the ball back to herself. Couple of dribbles. Bends her knees. Rolls that one off to the right. Rebounded by number 13. That's Scariano. So Warriors up 3-2. Pressure. They get it to Yost. That's where they want it. She drives from the left wing. Traveled.
Did
not get the call. Drug that pivot foot. But they're going to turn it over. They throw it over and back as Yost throws it over the head of Vincent and into the backcourt. And you see the ball handling issues.
That's
right
all
there.
They got. And she's pretty demonstrative. When people don't do what she thinks.
Man-to-man defense for Santa M. Christian. Got to go into the post. Knocked away. Kendall saves it. Back out to Harzma on top of Liza Nisley. Nisley surveys the court. Works right off the screen.
Brilliant.
All the way in. Oh, why didn't she shoot it? Hooks a pass to 80, and that gets blocked. Going the other way, it's Fields. Throws it ahead to Yost. Lays it up. Misses that one.
That's
and it's going to be an over-the-back call against number 13, Scariano.
Yeah.
Great hustle. Maya Harzma getting in there. All 5-3 of her mixing it up and draws the loose ball foul. Oh, Eliza had a lay-in and passed it up last time. They won't get a lot easier. Ball knocked away. Eliza gets it back. Works to the right. Still working to the right. All the way to the baseline.
Where's she going?
Goes all the way in. Lays it up and in. That's where she's going, Ron. To the basket, my friend.
Where is she going?
Nobody ever stopped
her. She went around four people to get that
lay-in. She started on the left side of the top of the key and dribbled all the way for a right-hand lay-in.
That's going to be...
I don't know who knocked that out of bounds, but we could have had a foul. Maddie Fields was bumped by Eliza. They didn't call it, and they said the ball was out of bounds off the Warriors, which it wasn't. We'll call that a fair trade, I think. Vincent to inbound. Shortest person inbounds, that's interesting, to Fields. She doesn't want to shoot out to Yost. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. They go high post. Fulbright back out to Yost on the right side. On top. Vincent back to Yost for three.
Wow.
Banks it in. We'll give her that.
I don't.
Yeah. She wasn't calling bank. 5-5 game. Eliza gives it to Harzma. Harzma. In the corner, Kendall finds the cutter, tries to find the cutter. It's going to be a jump ball. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. Harzma and Yost, or not Harzma, Eliza Nisley and Yost on the ground for that one. Warriors inbound on the right side of the key. Harzma gets it into Kendall, banks it up, no good. Fulbright with the rebound. Bodies flying everywhere. Vincent throws ahead off of Yost's hands and out of bounds. Again, a little bit of pressure.
I think the pressure is too much for him. Just need to keep it on him.
Yost appears to be the only one really comfortable with the ball in her hands.
Yeah.
Everybody else is looking for Yost. Where's Yost? Give me the ball. Get her the ball. Get her the ball. Man-to-man defense. Eliza with it. I would clear out and let her take Yost off the dribble.
That's a foul.
Drive. 80 ends up with it.
Oh,
she's bumped. She's going to drive the basket. Lay it up and in. We'll take it,
Ron.
We'll take it. 3 points for 80. 7-5 Warriors. Vincent works left, hooks a pass over to Field. Field down low to Fulbright. Step through, misses that, gets her own rebound. Blocked by Knisley. Ball's loose. Yost with it. Yost drives. Dishes down low. Knocked away by Eliza and out of bounds.
Wow.
Warrior girls are everywhere. They are letting a lot of contact go.
Ooh.
I think that's what Ron's and on about.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
There's a lot of contact on both teams. They get it to Yost, right corner, three, short. Rebound, Kendall. Dribbles out of there with it. Pushes up. Grove, left wing. Back to Kendall. On top to Harzma as they reset the offense. Warriors up 7-5. 2-3 zone now. They change it up. Yeah, there's all kinds of fouls not being called. 80 finds Eliza cutting.
Uh-oh.
And she slipped. Lost her balance, trying to throw a pass, did not travel. Threw it out of bounds. Into the game, number 5, Maddie Roth.
Of course, some big bumps.
Oh, man. Especially on the perimeter.
Yeah.
And Emma Yenchek, a freshman
into
the game.
Not a lot of hands. It was just body.
7-5 Warriors lead halfway through the first quarter.
Here's the pressure.
Roth with it.
They're in trouble.
Trapped. And timeout taken. Good call. And Anthony Knox, the head coach of Santa Am Christian, realized, like, oh, this is a turnover if I don't call a timeout. 30-second timeout. This is a here's what we don't do timeout. We don't dribble across half court to
stop
the sideline
and
stop, pick up our dribble. That is not going to work against any team that plays good defense, which the Warriors do. Warriors have got
99 coaches out of 100 are telling their teams the exact same thing.
And yet, we see it over
it.
And over again, right? It's not the first time they've heard it, I guarantee it. You hear it from little kids basketball on. Warriors up 7-5. Into the game for the Warriors, Alyssa McMullen. We'll see how that shooting is tonight. Coming off a 1-for-13, we think, shooting night. See if she can get back on that normal shooting pace that she has. They get it to Fields, the left front court, tries to go baseline, gets it stripped by Harzma, and then lost it out of bounds.
Well, I think we have to give them a turnover.
Fulbright.
And Harzma is steal.
And a turnover. So, Fulbright might be their best interior player.
Ooh.
There's a ball tipped away. Warriors can't chase it down. I think Grove tipped that inbounds pass out of bounds. So now they'll inbound on the sideline, about the top of the key, far side. St. Am Christian going to our left here. Roth works left, picks up her dribble, works back to the top of the key. Almost stolen by McMullen. Fields to Yost at the elbow, misses that one, and she knocks it out of bounds. Warrior basketball. The other thing this Warrior defense is it gets you to out of your rhythm on shooting because you know they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors up 7-5 still. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Harzma picks up her dribble for some inexplicable reason. Finally gets it to Eliza. Now over to McMullen on the right angle. McMullen to 80. Back to Grove. Grove's doubled. Brought it down. Jump ball. That'll be Santa Ana Christian basketball. Sarah brought it down. Didn't really know what she wanted to do, I don't think. And they had a double team right there. Warriors need to reverse the ball and get it quicker. They throw the ball away again down the sideline. Oh, they're going to say it was touched by the Warriors.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no. That was just thrown over the head. Jed should be flipping out on this, and he is. Nobody touched that. That ball was just thrown over the top. I wonder if one of the Santa Am Christians girls called out that it was touch, or something like that when
goodness.
They threw it. Terrible call. Oh, my. All right. They feed the high post. That's Fulbright. Swings it over to Fields. She'll take an 18-footer. No good. Rebound inside Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the middle right. Still going. Bounce pass to 80. Dribble in. Back out to McMullen.
This is where I think
McMullen in the corner. Getting pressured. Gets it to Harzma. Harzma swings it to Grove for three.
Oh,
air ball right side. That's okay. It was good ball movement once they got out of that corner. They did swing it to the open shooter. And Grove can hit that. 1-3-1 pressure by the Warriors here. Vincent Picks up her dribble, back over to Yost, to Fields. Fields fakes, traveled. Yep. Close out by 80. They're going deep on this bench. Vanderhoof coming in, a 5'6 junior. They're looking for something that works. Fields out. Warriors basketball still up 7-5. It's been about 2 minutes since anybody scored, 2.5 minutes. Man, a real ugly stretch of basketball here for both of these pretty good teams. Grove with it on the left wing. Out on top to Eliza. 2-3 zone. In the corner, Harzma. They come with the double. Gets it back. You got to swing it quicker. Grove, left corner. McMullen fakes. Out on top to Eliza. A little drive. Steps through.
Oh,
misses everything. And the rebound pulled down by Yenchek. To Yost. To Vincent. Vincent will bring it up. Back over to Yost. Yost wants to drive right. Cut off. Loses it. Gets it back on top to Vincent. Skip pass. Off the hands of Yenchek. Picked up by Vanderhoof. Yost beats the post. Blocked by McMullen and out of bounds.
Wow. Contact.
That was Fulbright. Yeah.
He's contact at both ends, man, I guess. Let her go.
Not calling anything. There's two fouls in this game so far.
Yeah.
Warriors don't have any. Oh. There's a block by Grove. Ball tipped out. 80 with it. Slows down. Hesitates. Gets underneath.
Oh,
banks it up and in. I don't know how she did that.
Left-handed.
She backed Yost all the way to the baseline, then came back to her right shoulder.
Is.
And there's Grove with another steal.
Double dribble.
And they're going to get her for that.
This guy's looking right at it. That was me.
That call was looking at it.
That call's
right call.
Yeah. She double dribbled.
But my goodness, folks.
What are they looking at?
Game's too fast for a couple of them.
Well, we just got done with the boys' game.
Warriors up 9-5.
Got to get used to the
two
speed.
Turnovers in a row. A block.
The girls is quicker.
A block by Grove.
Usually vice versa.
A block by Grove and then a steal by Grove. Yost with it.
Got her right where you want her.
Pushes off. Gets away with it. Back out on top to Vincent. Swings it over to Vanderhoof. To Vincent. Vincent's not a great ball handler. Vanderhoof. Vincent. Out in the center circle. Grove putting some pressure on her. Throws it away. Grove didn't give her pressure, and then gave her pressure, and she threw it away. That's what we're talking about on the top of that 1-3-1. Picking your spots so that the defense
gets... find some guards that can play. He's pulling out her.
He's looking. He keeps rotating everything.
Oh, he's giving Yost a break.
Yost is getting a break, and Nybuehler into the game. Boy, they've gone 10 deep, Ron, without any success, mind you. 9-5. But that giving them a different look at the top of that 1-3-1 with how quickly you close out is critical. On top, they swing it to Elias on the left wing, back to Harzma on top, trying to see what's going on with this 2-3 zone. Harzma to 80 for three.
Nope.
No good. Rebound inside. Eliza lost it. Should be Warriors basketball off the foot of Vanderhoof. 9-5 Warriors, 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Harzma gets the play call from the sideline. Grove, right corner three. Looks good. Little strong. Vanderhoof with the rebound on the weak side. 20 seconds to go. Gets it to Nybuehler. Back to Vincent. Ball stolen. 80. Accelerates. Takes it in. Foul scores! 80 Nisley! 7 points in the first quarter. Great body control. Drawing the contact and scoring. Foul is going to be on number 12, Vincent. Into the game, Yost. She'll get Vincent out. That's their third team foul, I think. They're not putting names up there. I know they already had two fouls. That should be three. That's their third. So they got the third team foul.
Score clock announced. And
it's not
sell popcorn.
80 misses. Gets her own rebound. She's fouled by Yost. Ho, ho, ho. 80 Nisley. That's the best right there. You miss the free throw. You get the rebound. And you get a foul on their best player. That's the fourth team foul against Antioch Christian. Warriors have not committed a foul, according to the officials, in this game.
Well,
in the corner, stolen. Not a good pass by McMullen. Fields with it. Throws it ahead. And they're going to get a foul on Eliza. She knocked Nybuehler to the ground with 1.4. Not a bad foul. That's the first foul of the game, and it kept them from being able to get a shot off because she was going to pass it to somebody for a shot. 11-5 Warriors, 1.4 seconds. Nybuehler gets it to Yost. Yost held on to it too long. No shot. After one quarter, the Warriors with an 11-5 lead. It was 5-5, so that's a 6-0 run to close out the first quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball and KLYC. We'll be back in a minute. Start of the second quarter here from Sandingham Christian High School. The Warriors with an 11-5 lead on the Eagles. 89 is leading the way with 7 points in that first quarter. What do you got, Ron? Anything interesting?
We're 5-for-13 from the field. They're 3-for-8.
Turnovers?
They've got 7 turnovers. We have 4.
Which is, over the course of a game, you'll take that, 28-12.
This is kind of the way we've played some of these good teams in the first quarter, you know.
But we wear them down.
We get little spurts.
And we wear them down with that defense. McMullen, left corner, 3. No good over the backboard.
That's not out.
Yeah, I don't think it hit anything.
Didn't hit any. No, that's not a good call.
But they had the rebound either way.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Yost.
Look at this. They don't break that press right at all.
Almost throws it away. Fields with it. Back to Yost. Nybuehler swings it, and it's tipped out of bounds. No, it wasn't. It just went out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. They got a little help there. That one was tipped. Jed not happy. They're going to override that call. Jed's like, I can't get the one. You say it was tipped when it wasn't. Now you override this one. Can't even this out at all. That was the right call. I think it was tipped also. Yost with the ball on the sideline. She'll inbound. Lobs into field. Back to Yost. Stolen by Eliza. I think McMullen had a tip. Eliza takes it in. Lays it up and in. Opportunistic. I think McMullen got just enough tip on that Eliza could get to it. Now McMullen harassing and Eliza tips it out of bounds. Good defense by the Warriors. 13-5 Warriors. The pressure getting to them, Ron.
Already.
And it's only going to get worse as the game goes on, right? As you get a little tired. Fields with it. Back to Yost. Left forecourt. Works her way in a little bit. Skips it over to Nybuehler. On top. Stolen by McMullen. McMullen slows down. Takes it in. It's blocked. Harzma with a rebound. Misses the rebound. Put back. Harzma tips. It's going to be a foul on 80, I think. Loose ball foul. 80 Nisley. It's a rough one. That's 2 on her. That'll get Kendall into the game. Sharp's in the game as well. That was unfortunate. 2 missed lay-ins, 1 by McMullen and 1, well, that hurt McMullen's was blocked. She slowed down a little too much.
Yeah.
And then 1 by Harzma on the putback. Warriors miss a golden opportunity, end up with a cheap foul because of that. Fields skips it over. Oh, Harzma almost had it. Yost drives. They cut her off on the baseline. She throws it back out and away! Warriors basketball on the turnover.
She's not liking this pressure either.
No. Well, she drives, and there's nowhere to go with the ball.
No, well, she drove clear. She went to the
out-of-bounds line.
She didn't go to the hoop.
She had no chance to shoot the ball. Harzma with it on top.
Somebody's got to hit a 3 for us.
In the corner. Kendall back out to Harzma. Harzma, McMullen on the right wing. Harzma on top, back to McMullen. They go in the corner to Grove. Grove. They skip it back over. Kendall,
there it is.
Left angle 3. No good. Grove chases it down and gets fouled. No call. Come on. You got to call that bump in the corner. Jed's got to start working these officials a little bit more because they're letting that bump go in the corner, whether it's a double team or like that one.
And it's body. It's not arms.
Yeah.
It's body.
They're hitting them with their hips and their knees, the thighs, all kinds of lower body parts. McMullen brings it in back in the corner to McMullen or to Harzma. Harzma dribbles out towards the top. Setting up this this offense against man-to-man defense. Works her way in. Backs it down. Kicks it out to, and we want a timeout. Kendall gets the timeout. Jed calling for it. Jed wanted 5 out on that, and they weren't running it.
No.
I think. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. A 13-5 Warrior lead, and it really isn't that close, Ron. They banked in a 3. They should really only have 2 points. They've missed a couple of shots inside that maybe they got fouled on, but no calls. But we've had a lot of things not called at this end as well. And we've missed a couple of wide open lay-ins.
And no points in this quarter, right, by either?
We have 2 points. Oh. We got that first fast break by Eliza. Yeah, it was 11-5 at the quarter. Eliza got breakaway lay-in on the steal that McMullen tipped. So a minute and 48 seconds gone here in the second quarter. 13-5 Amity, 14 fouls on the Eagles, 2 on the Warriors, both of them on Eliza, unfortunately, who finds herself on the bench right now. In the game for the Warriors, it's McMullen, Scharf, Kendall, Grove, and Harzma.
Her fouls today are hustle fouls. They weren't.
Yep. And that last one was fluky. Harzma all the way in, leaves it for Kendall.
Oh, she's. Oh,
misses. Grove puts it up and in. Yeah, Harzma got laid out.
That might be a foul.
Good hustle, though, by Grove. Getting that weak side rebound, laying it up and in. 15-5 Warriors. They feed the low post to Yost. Goes cross court. Short jumper missed there by number 5. And Scharf with a good rebound pulls it out of there. So the shot was missed by Roth. Grove to Harzma. Harzma, Kendall on the right wing. Looks inside. Not there. Dribbles around. Skips it over to McMullen. She'll dribble towards the top. Now starts to penetrate. Backs her way down. Back out to Harzma. Harzma gets a little screen from Scharf. Works towards that right corner. Now dribbles to the... And then she got tripped. How's that not a foul? There were both legs hit there, and they throw it away as Roth can't hang onto the ball up the sideline. Boy, they are letting so much contact go.
A lot of physical.
In the paint. My goodness.
It's like playoff basketball.
It really does feel like, which maybe is a good thing for us, right?
Yeah.
15-5 Warriors. Harzma works left off the Scharf screen. Picks it up, scoops it over to McMullen. Back to Harzma on top. Now McMullen in the corner. Grove steps in. 8-footer. Little strong. Scharf had it. Can't hang on to it. Roth has it. No. Now Vincent. Vincent brings it up. Throws it long ahead. Knocked away. Stolen by Grove. Grove has McMullen. Bounce pass to McMullen. Lays it up. And in with the left hand. What a pass by Sarah Lynn Grove to Alyssa McMullen for the basket. It's 17-5 Warriors. 4:43 left to go in the second quarter.
They don't like
we got a
pressure.
Full timeout, Ron. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
They do.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Full timeout here. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, we were talking about depth. San Diego Christian plays 10 girls, but there's not
but after Yost, it's all
way,
the same.
The other nine are just clones.
We'll call them pedestrian
We've
basketball
got
players.
Seven that we can go, and he'll play all seven of them. But
and they're all effective in various roles
right.
out there.
There's no real drop-off
I mean,
between
Scharf,
the Nisleys
no.
and Scharf and Kendall.
They both have a role out there.
Yes.
I mean, Sharp's had 2 rebounds already being in there. She clogs up the paint. She gets rebounds. And you can play her in the middle of the 1-3-1s.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kendall on a wing, which they're doing right now, McMullen up on top of this. Yost works to the right. Over to Roth. They go high post. Fulbright back out to Roth in the corner. 80 right up on her. She doesn't like that. Sharp knocks it away. Fulbright gets it back. Backs her way down. They double her. She has nowhere to go. Stolen by 80 Nisley.
Got fouled after.
Great defense by the Warriors. They
Boom.
Skip it over. McMullen mid-range. Doesn't take it. Out to Grove. On top, 80. Thinks about the 3. Over to Kendall. Warriors being patient. They just passed up 3 3-pointers. Kendall down low to Grove. Grove blocked and fouled from behind, I think, by 31 Yenchek.
So he's got a brother. Huh?
Yeah.
Plays on varsity?
Yeah. I guess.
Same
He's
name.
A shooter.
It's kind of a unique name.
Yes, it is. She's not shown any shooting ability. So she's just a freshman, though. Grove at the line, a little strong. Oh, it goes in. It bangs around.
You called that one. I didn't.
It was a little long, but it banged around the back of the rim and dropped in. We'll take it. This one will be pure, though. Watch this. Ah, she missed that one. That's my fault. Sorry, Sarah. 18-5 Warriors. Yost. Working up that right side. Throws it. Knocked away from behind. Oh, by 80. Yost gets it back. Loses it. She fell down. No foul. They're going to say it was on 22 Kendall.
Kendall.
Didn't see that. I could be wrong.
It's on the pass, so it's out of bounds.
Under 4 minutes now to go in the first half. 18-5 Warriors. They have not scored this quarter, Ron. Fulbright to Yost in the left corner. They double her. Out to field. Back to Yost. Right up on her. Dribbles to the right, hooks a pass, tipped by 80, knocked away by 80, and 80 knocks it out of bounds. What a hustle play by 80 Nisley. There should be some serious fan joy over that. My goodness, what a hustle play.
She about saved it.
Almost.
Into the front court. Out of bounds.
Oops. Yost. Scharf knocks it away. Great half around. 80 with it. Pushes hard into Yost's chest. Blocked.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right. Good play. Yost is good. 5'11", long, nice block. That's her second block on a fast break now. She got both of the Nisleys once. Oh, no, she got McMullen once. Yost with it out on top. There was a travel. They're not called. They try to go in again. Stolen by 80. 80 ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa needs to slow it down, and she does. Got to realize your numbers, Ron. These girls do that well. Bounce pass to 80. 80 in the corner. They go down low to Grove. Try to fight Scharf cutting.
Oh, she's fouled.
No foul called. Yost is going to get fouled by 80. My goodness, they're letting a lot of contact go inside.
Boy, I'm... Sharp went up with a shot. It was clearly she was shooting.
Here's the thing. These officials are being evaluated tonight by an expert to our right here, and they're not calling squat. So I'm guessing that's going to be negatively affecting their evaluation is all I can figure. He's pretending he can't hear me.
Travel.
Yeah, Vincent. There's a travel, too. She took an extra hop. No call. They get the shot inside and scored by Fields. That's their first basket in about 8 minutes of this game. Since it was 5-5. So a 13-0 run for the Warriors. Grove, right corner three. No good. Kendall puts it back up. She misses that. Boy, I thought she was fouled too. And then we get a reach-in foul. Jed's going to have to... he wants them just to be stronger in there. But my goodness. You got to stop calling the fouls.
Start calling
them. Stop letting them get away with this.
Kendall looked like she was hit on the arm.
I thought so. The ball came up way short. Double dribble. Come on. Throws it away to 80. 80 up to Alyssa. Alyssa a little high with her dribble. They reach in and got a jump ball. Warriors basketball. Maya coming back in. She started to run that fast break, realized she didn't have numbers. Alyssa out, Maya in. Kendall, 80, Scharf, and Grove on the floor. 18-7 Warriors. A 7-2 quarter for Amity without hitting a three-pointer. 80 to on top. Kendall skips it over to Grove. Grove fakes the three. Down in the corner, back to Grove. Pulls up from eight. Buries it.
Nice
great pass.
Pass
by 80 Nisley with the assist. Grove's got five in the game. Warriors up 20-7.
Trouble.
They throw it away, and that's unforced right there. Vincent just threw it behind Fulbright and out of bounds. Yost back in, gets Roth out. 20-7 Warriors, 2 minutes to go in this first half. 80 with it, running the point. Harzma off to her left on the sideline. Gets it to her, looking in that corner. Grove back to Harzma on the cut. Harzma out to 80 for three. Short. Rebound, pulled down by Vincent. Vincent crosses over at half court. Works her way to the left.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, wild dribble. Gets it back under control. Throws it across court to Fields. Fields drives. Scores. That little fake got Scharf to bite a little. 20-9 Warriors. Harzma to Kendall on the wing. Down in the corner to Grove. Man-to-man defense. Oh, here it is. 80. Bounce pass inside. Stolen by Fields. Throws it ahead. Yost chases it down. Misses the shot. 80 with the rebound
goodness.
Out of nowhere. 80 Nisley pushes hard up the other way. Got a wolf behind her. Loses it. Vincent pushed it away. You got to know what's going on behind you when you don't have all of them in front of you. Yost for three. That would hurt. Misses it. Rebound. 80 battling Scharf with the board. Shovels it ahead to Grove with 50 seconds. And a timeout taken by Jed. 30-second timeout. 49.9 seconds left to go.
Whew. Alter ego, but Tim just knows all the facts. How many timeouts, which ones we should use, who should go in.
Well, that
team.
Yeah. Jed can focus on other things with Tim on the bench with him. They know each other so well, so like-minded and philosophically what they're trying to do. They've coached together. They're brother-in-laws. They talk a lot of basketball. There's a trust level there.
I think they went to school together. They're the same
couple
age.
Years apart.
Yeah.
They're a couple years apart. I think Jed was 97, Tim 99 or something like that. I think Tim was on that first state title football team. Wasn't that 99?
Yeah.
I think he was on that as a senior, played defensive back for him. From what I've heard, a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. Good athlete.
Yeah.
Excellent baseball player.
a better golfer. And he says, yeah, I should have golfed in high school.
Yes. Baseball took me nowhere.
Yeah. Warriors with the ball out of the timeout. 2-3 zone now. Harzma surveying it. There's a lot of length out there for Santiam Christian.
And they do move well.
Grove saves it. They do. In the corner, Grove fakes the three. Goes baseline. There's nothing there.
Oh.
Ball stripped away and stolen. Fulbright got a hand on it. Yost gets the steal. Fields up the left side.
Where's
gets in deep. Gets fouled. Wow. Now they're going to call a foul. Haven't called one all first half on his shot. Now we get one called. Grove's frustrated. I think that might be her second.
We call a foul on 24.
Oh, okay. So it's on Sharp. 20-9 Warriors. I guess, you know, it's important to try to even up the game a little bit when it's lopsided like this.
We made a bad
We didn't take
turnover
care of the ball.
Down there.
We haven't been good on the offensive end for about five trips, Ron.
No.
First one missed by Fields. Second one missed by Fields.
Uh-oh.
And Grove can't corral the rebound.
Megan had it. Lost control of it.
Yep. Well, we reach for the ball instead of going to get it once it's down. You know what I mean? They lob into Fields, puts up a quick jumper, hits it. So what should have been an empty trip, you end up giving them 2 points. It's a 9-point lead with 15 seconds to go. Kendall on the right wing feeds terrible pass right between the legs of Sharp. Yost knocked away from behind by Harzma. 6.1
Don't
seconds
give
to go.
An out of bounds play here. Let's see. Come on.
I like the fact that Yost is inbounding. I'd be more nervous if she wasn't. Just got to watch her after
15,
she inbounds.
15.
They get it in the corner to Fulbright. Out on top, Vincent. Swing it to Fields. Drives left. Gets the shot off and
she
scores.
Got it. She's
got 8 points. And basically, she did nothing in the first quarter.
Yeah. We got outscored 8-2 in the last like 4 minutes.
Oh yeah, this was
18-5.
Yeah, yeah. We gave them, and all 8 of those points were by Maddie Fields. She has 8 in the first half. Fulbright has 2. No, Fulbright has 2. Yost has 3. We didn't convert on some of our turnovers that we got.
You think we got tired?
No. And they might have picked up the intensity a little bit. Warriors were led in that first half. 89, they had 7, but I think they were all in the first quarter. Eliza with 4, Sarah Lynn with 5, Maya with 2, Alyssa with 2 for the Warriors. They lead 20-13, but
should be that close.
It should not even be close to that close. So, yeah. How were we on turnovers there, Ron?
Well, until the last 2 minutes, I think we only had like 6, but now we have 10. They've got 16. Yeah, 16.
But they took better care of the ball the last couple minutes of that game to be able to cut that in. I think when I said there were 2 minutes to go, we were ahead 18-7.
Yeah.
With 2 minutes to go, and we got outscored. We scored 2 points the rest of the way, and they scored 6.
6.
So, you know.
One girl.
Yeah, all yeah. Maddie Fields.
Yeah.
All on the left side. Everything she did was on the left side of the key. That last one, just inexcusable, kind of ran at her and jumped and stopped and didn't stay with her when she drove to her right. No help, defense coming across. She doesn't have time to pass the ball. She's going to have to shoot, and nobody comes over to help. So that was just a defensive breakdown by the Warriors there. All right, we'll take a break for a couple minutes, and we'll be back with some thoughts on the second half. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Sorry about that. Ron and I got talking there. Yeah, it felt like the game really kind of changed when Eliza got her second foul, went to the bench. Warriors went a little bigger. They had Grove, Kendall, Scharf all on the floor. And I just don't think defensively we were quite as quick that way. Not quite as many tip passes. Not quite as quick to recover defensively either.
Also, on our offense, we got the ball inside several times. But, just like the boys, we missed shots, makeable shots inside.
Absolutely.
Point blank range.
And bumped or not bumped, you got to finish through contact.
Yep. It's got to be an and one.
Yep. We got about a minute to go here before the start of the third quarter. Warriors with a 20-13 lead as we start.
I'm sure they feel like they're behind.
But yeah, you know, you feel like you kind of lost that whole second quarter with that momentum in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. It was good. Really good defense. Had them eaten out of our hands.
And now you make Santa Ana Christian feel like if they can score a basket here early, it's a ball game, right? They're right in it.
I'm sure he's told that. Well, the next couple, 2 or 3 minutes of this quarter.
I think it'll tell a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
Santa Ana Christian will have the ball to start the third quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, it's the starting unit. So both Nisleys, Harzma, Grove, and Kendall. For Santa Ana Christian, it's Yost, Fields, Vincent, Fulbright, and I can't remember the other one. I think it's Scariano. She didn't play much in the first half. Fields with it. Right forecourt, skips the pass over to Yost. Right up on her. Gets it back to Vincent. Vincent to Yost in the corner. Goes baseline. Leaves it blocked by Grove on Fulbright.
Traveled.
Yep. They get it inside. Scariano up and in. Warriors had the block. Didn't finish the play. And again, they get away with poor ball handling. No call.
She traveled.
And they get 80 for the travel at the other end, which she did, but it'd be nice to get the call both ways. I'm sure that's what Jed is thinking here. 2015 Warriors. Yeah, Jed says, hey, you got to call the travel on both ends. And we don't mind you calling it on us, but Fields, there's a travel right there. She just changed her pivot foot. Over to Yost on the floor. Yost digs it out. Gets it back to Vincent.
Oh,
Vincent,
double dribble.
Where's the call? My goodness. They go inside. They get a foul inside. Oh, my goodness. I got to sit down. I'm going to get kicked out of here. How do you not call the double dribble there? So blatant. So obvious. Like, you got three officials on the floor. There's no way anybody should miss the ball handler messing up. Fulbright hits the mid-range jumper. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't ever think officials are on the take, so I'm not saying that, but right now it feels like they want this game to be close, the way they're calling it.
Yeah.
Grove for three. No.
That's going to kill us if we can't make it.
Scariano with the rebound. Gets it in the hands of Vincent. Warriors only up by three. This was an 18-5 game. High post. Over on the right side to Fields. Fields feeds the post again. Fulbright out to Yost on the wing. Skips it back over to Fields. Fields wants to drive right. Cut off. Bounce past to Scariano. Back over to Yost on the left angle. Fields. Down low. Scariano back to Fields. Grove with a steal. Grove will take this one in. Lay it up and in. Great job. Sarah Lynn Grove playing that top well. She's got 7 points in the game.
Here, this is what you want right here. You want them in this.
They leave it in the corner for Scariano. Out on top, Vincent. Vincent, a little nervous, isn't she? Starts to dribble. Now kicks it to the right side. Fields for three. Hits
it. Oh, boy.
We left her alone, standing there. Nobody got out on her. She's got 11 in the game. Leads all scorers. And it's a two-point game, 22-20. Nisley in the corner. Now 80 on top with it. Over to Eliza. Hooks a pass down low to Grove. Back to Eliza for
Come
three.
On.
Hits there it.
Is.
There we go.
There it is.
Eliza Nisley squeaks that one across the front of the rim for three. It's 25-20 Warriors. First three of the night for the Warriors. Yost to Vincent. Back to Yost on the right angle. Skip pass over to Fields. Fields works left. Goes baseline. Hooks up a tough shot. Scariano with the rebound putback. She got that inside position. Got the basket. Warriors coming back the other way quickly. Eliza to 80. Back to Eliza. In traffic. Eliza, 80, picks up the loose ball.
Oh, there's a foul.
Yeah, they're going to get a foul on Fulbright as Maya gets the offensive rebound and Fulbright gets her on the loose ball foul. Alyssa in. They're going to go with their small, quick lineup here. Kendall out, Alyssa in. So Grove, the only size on the floor for the Warriors at 5'9". Everybody else is 5'4 and under. The opposite of Santa Ana Christian. Harzma throws it away. That did not look like an inbound play to me. That looked like rat ball. I don't know what Jed
they took
call,
away
but
they took away the
well,
first,
but there were
first
no screens,
and second option.
But there were no screens and just a little bit of player movement, and Maya ran out of options quickly.
Then it was 4-5. It was pressure. Yeah. Pressure got to get it in.
Yep. There's a steal by McMullen up on top. Gets it to 80. 80 attacking full speed. Takes it in. Stripped from behind, but Fields is out of bounds. Yep. Thanks, Ron.
Sorry.
Ron's just saying what he sees. You don't have to say it in sentences.
Coach.
I know. It's hard. In the corner, they get it on top to Eliza. There's the drive. Not a good handle. Lost it. They throw ahead to Yost. She'll get the breakaway lay-in at the other end. Eliza dribbled right into the middle of garbage there. It's a one-point game. And there's another turnover on Eliza. They throw out ahead to Fields. Drove chases it down. Fields misses, but she's fouled. I think it might be on Eliza.
Nope, it's on. Nope.
It's Eliza.
That's her third.
Warriors not taking care of the basketball. That's her third.
A little pressure. We'll see what we do.
Well, we need it. We haven't played a tight game since Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Fields at the line, misses the first one. She'll have one more to try to tie it up. She's got 11 in the game. So Scharf coming in. Nisely out. It hurts our defense so much, though. We just can't press the same way with, you know, when we go away from that five small. Or four small, I guess. Misses the second one, and the Warriors, 80, digs it out somehow. Fouled from behind by, should be Fields. 80 just got absolutely steamrolled by Fields from behind. What a rebound by 80, though. My goodness, in traffic, dug it out of there, chased it down, and then Fields ran her down from behind in traffic. 25-24 Warriors. In the corner, knocked away and out of bounds by Fields.
It's a little predictable.
Yeah.
You're not seeing the other options. Stare, stare, stare. No, just not moving the ball crisply as we
Arsma
have.
Gets it in and gets it back. So set things up, 2-3 zone. Grove in the corner to McMullen. Back to Harzma.
Harzma,
yeah.
That's
inside
foul.
To Scharf. Turns. Misses. Yeah, she was fouled on the catch. Harzma knocks it loose. McMullen with it. That's got to be a foul on Fulbright. Fell right on top of her. All the foul. Landed on her. My goodness. Warriors ball out of bounds.
We'll keep our cool.
Yeah, that's what they call is out of bounds. Left corner, McMullen to Harzma. Harzma drives, kicks. 80 over to Grove. Grove back to 80. Swings it to Harzma, takes the three.
Could be.
Nope. No good. Rebound inside. Good box out by Scariano. Scariano gets the ball to Yost. Not Yost, excuse me, to Roth. Down on the baseline, Fields, reverse lay-in. That goes. Rebound put back by Fulbright. She's got six. They have a lead, 26-25. What a run for them. That's a 21-7 run.
Defense. The defense is the difference. They've really shut out anything that we think we can run. We just haven't got it.
Full time out on the court. We'll take a break. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. 3:31 left to go, third quarter, 26-25. Sandy M. Christian playing with some serious confidence since that middle of that second quarter, Ron.
Yeah. Well, when you give it to them.
We've made a lot of bad decisions handling the ball. Dribbled into a lot of bad places. Not used the pass to move the ball. Tried to dribble into things. Harzma dribbles. And perfect example right there off of her knee and out of bounds.
Where was she going?
Got in too deep. I'm not sure she was looking to pass it there.
Dribbling against the zone. And that's just not.
I mean, Maya's a gifted ball handler, but it's just not a good decision to get in that deep. Fields on the left drives, gets in deep, misses, rebound. She gets it back, puts it in, and one. Oh, my goodness. 80 had the ball, did not secure it. It was in her hands. It bounced off of her hands. And Fields gets the basket. She's up to 13 in the game and goes to the line. Well, we thought it was going to be all Yost. Fields looked terrible when this game started, turning the ball over, afraid to shoot. And she has been their whole offense since then. And that's she gets amazing. The free throw, and it's a four-point lead just like that, 29-25. Warriors with the ball. 80 picks up her dribble. They double her. There you go to Harzma. Reverse it.
Come on.
McMullen for three. No good. Rebound. Fields. She is doing everything right now. Maddie Fields having herself a whale of a game. Throws ahead. Finger roll, no good. Ball inside. Oh, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on 80. Scariano had the rebound.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the fourth team foul on the Warriors.
Third on her.
Is it?
That's her third.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Yost lobs in out on top. They haven't thrown the ball away in a long time. Roth, I don't know how. Fields drives, gets in deep, lays it up and in.
Killing
us. Beat off the drive from the wing. That is going to drive Jed nuts. We're getting beat 20 feet from the basket all the way to the basket. Harzma in the corner. McMullen back to 80. Bounce pass sharp. She's fouled. Good strong take by Megan. Break this drought. Oh, my goodness, Ron. It is 26 now to 7 on this run. Mm. You don't see these very often against good teams. Sharp misses the first one. Warriors not helping themselves here. Warriors are 2 out of 6 from the foul line now. Lots of turnovers.
That was 2 for 7.
She misses that one too. And there's no shot because we have a lane violation on 80. So that one doesn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just have us for 5 foul shots. So whatever. We've made 2 of them. 31-25 in favor of Sandy M. Christian. Field backs down, gets in deep, misses the shot. McMullen with the rebound in traffic. Over to Harzma. Wanted to run. They get back on defense. Well, Harzma to 80. Dribbles back to Harzma. 80 for 3. Looks good. No. Rims it. Rebound inside. McMullen digs it out to 80. 80 drives. Dishes. Sharp. Foul. No call. 80 with the rebound. Kicks it out. McMullen mid-range. Missed it. 80 with the rebound. Puts it up. No call. Get rim checked underneath there. She was right underneath the basket trying to shoot. Just kick it back out. Tough shot. Roth. Blocked by McMullen. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of McMullen's hand.
After she was tackled out of bounds.
After 31, Emma Jenchik ran into her. My goodness. A lot of contact out there not being called. Interesting. Warriors down 6, minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Terrible third quarter for the Warriors.
Baskets.
Field blocked by McMullen again. Chased down by Yost in the corner. Yost hasn't really tried to do anything. Ball knocked away by 80 as she tries to get it to Jenchik. Coming back into the game, Vincent. Vincent will get Yost out. Yost, non-factor in this game. She's been their best player last year. Maddie Fields just absolutely torching us.
Wide open, too. Right
they
here.
Get it to her at the elbow. Short. Long rebound. She gets it back. Warriors don't box out. She dribbles it off her foot. Boy, she loves to go left. She'll go right. She'll go left. She's a better ball handler than you think she is. She's about 5'11". She covers a lot of ground quickly. Good-looking ball player offensively, especially. Harzma on
the
right wing.
Not looking to shoot.
Back to 80. 80 on the wing. Drives. Feeds sharp. Back out to Harzma. Harzma, dribble drive. Gets in deep. Knocked to the ground. No call. Oh, my goodness. It was not a good decision on Maya's part to get in that deep. Jed working this official. Jed's going to get teed up here. He is working this. He's even bumping the official, demonstrating. This is Jed's calm anger right now. He's just seething, I think. Can't get anything going offensively. The Warriors have 5 points in this quarter. They've been outscored 18-5.
There it is.
80 on the sideline, knocks it away. This is where you get that foul. Yost goes baseline, kicks it out. Roth misses. Long rebound. Ooh, Grove got it. Might have traveled. Throws it ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa thought about the 3. Gets it back. Now she'll take the 3.
Nope.
No, off the back
of
the rim.
She's been off, man.
Been off for 2 games now. She has 2 points today. And it wasn't on an outside shot. 20 seconds to go. They get the ball to Yost. Yost thinks about it. Skips it back over to Vincent. Vincent Ball knocked away. She gets it to Yost. Yost pulls up mid-range. No good. Rebound. Yost with 4 seconds. Scoops it up. No good. Scariano inside. Misses, and that's the end of the quarter.
Wow.
Got lucky there. End of three. It's 31-25, Ron.
Three offensive rebounds.
This was an 18-5 game in the second quarter. We'll be back after these messages. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Standing M Christian High School. The boys lost a tough one, 41-38. So the girls are down 31-25, having been outscored in the third quarter, 18-5, and since the middle of the second quarter, 26-7.
And they've out-hustled us. They've got like six offensive rebounds, but they've also cut down their turnovers. They only had 4 turnovers that quarter, after having 16 at half.
And Maddie Fields been the difference in this game. She had 8 in the first half. She had 8 in that quarter.
Yeah.
And she had she had all 8 of their second quarter points, right? They went from 5 to 13. She scored all 8. And then she scored 8 of their 18 that quarter.
Yeah.
Kick the ball. Warriors will get it back. Harzma to Eliza. Look at that. Kylie Wilson in the game. Looking for something.
Desperate.
Grove for 3. No good. Warriors cannot hit a shot to save their life from the outside. Not that we're a great outside shooting team, but we've made 1 outside shot today. Yost over to Vincent. Back to Yost. Left wing. Down low. Fulbright stripped, and that's the 4th on Eliza. Not a good foul by Eliza. Reaching in, trying to strip a ball.
Did not have to get that ball that way. Just putting her hands up would have made a bad pass.
Might as well leave her in at this point.
Yep.
You need to come back. You're down 6. Vincent into, there's a ball tipped. Fulbright ends up with it. Back in the corner to Fields. Fakes. Goes to the baseline. Mid-range misses. Wilson with a rebound. Good job
nice
being strong,
job.
Kylie Wilson. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza quickly into the forecourt. Right angle. Right sideline. They go back to Eliza.
Going?
Ball stripped and I think kicked by Eliza.
Desperation.
We're forcing passes. That was a force from Grove to Eliza. She cut to the basket. It's not there. Ball fake. Kick it back out on top. We're always trying to go to the first option every time on everything. Yost. Vincent over to Fulbright. Back to Vincent on the right angle. She's not going to shoot. Knocked away by Harzma. Vincent gets it back. Oh, gets it over to Yost. Eliza was jumping that. Yost step back 3. No good. Long rebound. Knocked away. Grove gets it to Eliza. Eliza brings it up. Still 6-point game. Nobody scored this quarter. To Harzma in the left corner. McMullen. They get out on her, don't they? It's man-to-man defense. No, it's a 2-3. Man, where McMullen goes, she draws some attention.
They know where she's at.
McMullen on top. Swings it to Grove in the right corner. Eliza.
Back off her, too, see?
Yeah. Eliza works her way baseline. Leaves
nice
it for
pass.
Grove. Lays it up. Misses. Gets fouled.
Got
to finish those. I don't care if you do get fouled. We have got to finish inside.
Both teams.
That's a great pass by Eliza. Beat her man off the drive on the baseline. Help defense left Sarah to come. And Sarah caught the pass, drew the foul. She gets the first one.
Catch up 1 point at a time.
Oh, yeah. Close game. 5-point game. Grove hits a pair. 3 out of 4 from the foul line.
Right
Sarah. 4-point game, 31-27. Warriors, 1-3-1.
This is where we won them, right here.
That's they go to the middle, knocked away by Kylie, stolen by Harzma. Maya with the ball, up to Elias on the right wing, come back to her. Now Harzma swings it to McMullen. McMullen against this 2-3 zone, and there's a lot of length out there. I mean, not going to lie, we haven't played against anybody who has anywhere close to this amount of length. Almost stolen. McMullen chases it down. Gets it back to Eliza.
Oh,
that's a foul. As we harmonize.
Sorry.
Vincent comes right through the back of Eliza.
But you have to wonder because they let some of that go.
I mean, that's why Ron and I were both exclaiming because we haven't seen a lot of those called. 15 foul on both teams now. 15 fouls on both. Eliza over to Harzma on the right angle. Back to Eliza on the cut. Corner. Three. Grove misses. Wilson with another rebound jump ball. Brought it down. Got to be a little stronger, but boy, she's a good rebounder.
Yes.
She has great timing. High points the ball well. Alternating possession goes to Sandingham Christian, so the next one will be the Warriors if there is one. 5:25 left to go. Four-point game, 31-27. Warriors picking up this defense in this 1-3-1 again. Fulbright on top. Vincent.
Look at Kylie.
Over to Yost. Uh-oh. Inside. Kylie picked up the foul. Reaching around. That's the 16th foul. Kylie, just a freshman. Not a lot of varsity experience, and definitely none in a game like this.
She's all right.
It's good for her. 2-3 zone on the inbound here. They go in the corner to Fulbright on top.
Might
Vincent
travel.
Kicks it to Yost for three. No good. Rebound, Eliza. Eliza takes right, comes back left up the middle of the floor, throws it ahead to McMullen. Not ready to shoot. In the left corner with it now. Drives. Back to Harzma on the wing. Harzma dribbles to the angle, drives, knifes her way through, and fouled. 16 foul on them. So both teams in the bonus the last 4:45 of this game. Fouls on 11. That's Fulbright. Back into the game, number 5, Maddie Roth, a junior. She replaces Vincent. Warriors to inbound. Lob into Grove. Knocked away by Yost. Too predictable. She's,
she
stepped out right in front of our bench. They're going to get her for a travel. Double dribble. Boy, she stepped out of bounds back here, and nobody in position to see it. You got to be on the sideline watching that dribble up the sideline. You can't be in 3 feet inbounds because you don't have an angle. Warriors get the turnover anyway, 31-27. They're extending their defense a lot here. Harzma weaves her way through. Nothing there. In the corner. McMullen for three. No good. Rebound.
It's got to be ours.
Eliza way underneath the backboard trying to get it back up. It's blocked out of bounds by Scariano. It's a war of attrition in this quarter. Two points have been scored in this quarter in 3.5 minutes. Eliza. McMullen, right corner three. Yeah, it's good! Alyssa McMullen hasn't hit one in a while, folks. But she just did there. 31-30. There's a travel. Roth, drug her pivot foot. And the Warrior fans starting to pick up the energy here a little bit, folks. Timeout, Eagles, 31-30. Sandingham Christian with a one-point lead. The Warriors have scored 5 points this quarter. Sandingham Christian has not scored. This will be a full timeout. So we'll take a break as well. We'll be right back on KLYC.
Well,
4:09 left to go, fourth quarter. Ron, 31-30. Sandingham Christian nursing a one-point lead as the Warriors have found some energy.
Well, they turned the ball over, and our number 15 hasn't handled the ball at all this fourth quarter.
Weird, right? It's like they forgot what was working.
Yeah.
Warriors with the ball after the turnover on the travel call. Eliza in the forecourt to Grove on top, swings it to Harzma. Harzma with the drive, gets in deep, lays it up and in! Maya Harzman been probing that middle all night long, finally got to the basket. Warriors on top, 32-31. Be great if they actually put the score up. Ball's loose. And we're going to have a jump ball. That'll be Warriors basketball. Warriors with a one-point lead. They're on a 7-0 run this quarter. I mean, we forgot how to play basketball for about 12 minutes. Now they've learned how again. What a growth experience for these girls, though, right? Full court pressure now by the Eagles. Full court man. They get it into McMullen. Good pass by Eliza. She slows down. Gets it to Eliza on the left wing. Eliza drives. Kicked out to Wilson. Harzma. Love Wilson in there. This is awesome. Harzma backs it out. 3.5 to go. Both teams in the bonus.
We're ahead, though.
Eliza with it. She'll back it out.
We're ahead.
Come on out. We'll break you down off the dribble, Ron. That's what we're going to do.
We can take her.
Maddie Fields having to deal with Eliza. Eliza picks up her dribble over to McMullen. McMullen back to Eliza. Eliza to Harzma. Dangerous pass.
Don't have to shoot it. Don't
Harzma
shoot it.
Fouled foul. By Yost.
1-1.
Yep. Harzma going to the line to shoot. Too much quickness out there. This is where the small lineup really works, when you have to spread out and play man. Size is much less important. Size in a zone is tough.
Yeah.
Size in man-to-man, not always so bad to deal with. Quickness will beat size in man-to-man all day long. Size can cause some problems for quickness in a zone. So Harzma to the line to shoot 1-1 with 3:03 left to go in the fourth quarter and a one-point Warrior lead. Harzma, cool as a cucumber. She probably doesn't know that phrase. But again, you know, everybody over the age of 40 out there knows. So nice. Buries the first one. Nothing but net. One more coming for the sophomore point guard. Takes a couple of dribbles. And buries them both. Ice water in her veins. 6 points for Harzma. She's got the last four. It's a three-point Warrior lead with 3 minutes to go. They fake inside. Go to Yost on the wing. Double her. Back out on top to Vincent. Vincent, that's where the trouble is. Gets it to number three. That's Niebuhler back into the game. Vincent now with the ball. Drives. Kicks to Niebuhler. Jacks up a deep two. Misses everything. Absolutely. Eliza Nisley with the rebound. Pushes up to the floor. 2.5 minutes to go. Jed calls out what he wants here. Eliza breaks it down. Kicks it to Maya. Maya working on Niebuhler. Backs her down. Hands the ball to McMullen. McMullen over to Eliza. Eliza drives.
Oh,
dumps it to Kylie Wilson for the lay-in. What a pass by Eliza Nisley. Warriors up by 5, 36-31. Ball knocked away on the floor. Whoa. Jump ball. Wilson on everything. She's doing it all, folks.
Oh, my goodness. Where's Craig? I see Julie. There's no Craig.
Julia is sitting very calmly in the bleachers about halfway up, just taking it all in like she always does. We know she's not a very excitable person. They bounce pass into Fulbright. Ah, Fulbright worked Wilson there, got in low. Fulbright with her 8 point. Warriors up three. Nisley with it, hooks it over to Harzma. Harzma across on Vincent, slows it down. Works right. Bounce pass to Eliza. Minute 50 to go. Eliza with the drive all the way in. Lays it up. Misses Wilson with the rebound. Puts it up. And Kylie Wilson with a basket. The freshman off the bench with her first medieval varsity experience. She scored the last two baskets. Warriors up 38-33. It feels like a playoff atmosphere here from San Diego Christian. Oh, they're going to get McMullen on the reach-in. Almost had the poke away for the steal.
Now let's see if they can go to the foul line.
That's going to put Vincent on the line to shoot 1-1. 38-33, minute 28 to go. Not over yet, folks. Vincent to the line. She's a 5'7 junior point guard. Hasn't scored tonight. And still hasn't scored. Grove with a rebound. Gets it to McMullen. McMullen ahead to Grove. Takes her time. Over to Eliza. Eliza pushes across half court. Starts to drive right. Backs it up. And we've got a timeout called by Jets. Good timeout. Minute 13. We were struggling a little bit there.
Yep.
Minute 13 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a five-point Warrior lead, Ron.
All we need to do is figure out how to get the ball back in bounds, because if we take off some more, that's the danger of calling a timeout.
It is, right? We've all done it as a coach, too, right? Let's call timeout and set something up, and then we turn it over coming back in. Like, what did I call timeout for?
Let's get a play, and let's get it. That's what the JVs did against us, St. Anne Christian.
Yep. 1:13 to go. Both teams have seven fouls, so both are in the 1-1 bonus. It's a five-point Warrior lead, Ron. And this quarter, 13. Amity has outscored them 13-2. What a fourth quarter, man. Jed could not be happier right now. And I know he was pretty frustrated in that third quarter with us, with the officials.
He made a change, though. Kylie Wilson started that fourth quarter. And She's the difference.
Did she start the fourth?
Yes.
Or come in partway through?
She started. She walked out there. Okay. And said, Kylie Wilson's coming. She only had one quarter left because she played four quarters in the JV game.
She's played great. She's rebounded well. She's played smart. She's finished at the rim. She's got two baskets.
So this is three freshmen against...
and a couple sophomores.
Two sophomores.
Warriors stack it up at midcourt. This is the problem. They get it into Eliza in the corner. She's doubled. It's on the floor. Jump ball.
PR ball.
No, they've got it. And she's out of bounds. Warriors ball. They got the steal. But that was Nybuehler was sitting on the sideline when she got it.
Yeah. We got to get it.
We got to have a better inbounds play than that. We're going to box it up from the sideline here. We screen down. They work hard.
Got a foul on 11.
Yeah. Fulbright fouls Wilson, I think.
Wilson can make
Wilson's going to go to the line to shoot 1-on-1.
In the JV game, she is a good free throw shooter.
Kylie has the most cherubic face. So sweet, right? But tough as nails. Competitor, works hard.
Look at her mom.
Misses the free throw, though.
Yeah.
A little strong on that one.
We just don't want to foul. We don't want to...
There's a drive by Yost. Knocked away. Off her leg. No. They got that call wrong. Help him out. You got to help him out on that. That was off her knee.
100%.
Nobody helping him out. Come on. Somebody had to see that. Right off of Yost's knee and out of bounds. That's where your officials need to help each other. They throw it into Yost on top. She drives left, steps back, can't get the three off. Gets over to Nybuehler. Where's the travel? There it is. Finally, we get the travel. Man, they're slow with those whistles.
That was more than travel.
No, that was eight steps.
That was a
Charleston shuffle to get the ball in. Eliza gets it back up the sideline. Look at that speed. She's going all the way. Dumps it to Wilson. She's fouled by Vi. Come on. You got to call the foul. Knocked out of bounds by Santiam Christian as Fulbright went right into the back of Wilson to knock that out of bounds. Good grief. 49.5 seconds left. It's still 38-33. Both teams in the 1-1. Eight fouls on Santiam. We got to get it in again.
This is the same old... They put their tall girls right up here. It's a tough play, man.
Well, and they have a lot of long, athletic girls who play good defense.
Yeah.
And so getting an inbounds play when everybody we have on the floor is 5'6 and under, practically. Well, Sarah Lynn's about 5'9". Kylie's what, probably 5'7"? Something like that. And then you got 5'4 girls. 80 hasn't been in there for a while. No. He's found five that he likes, and he's riding it. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Went with a little bit more length with Kylie in there instead of 80. I think she just played so well, he hasn't subbed her back out. Harzma gets it into Grove. Grove.
Make them foul you.
Holds the ball. One dribble. And then, man, alive. That's I don't know how those are not fouls. Just mugs. Sarah Lynn on the sideline knocks the ball out of bounds.
With the body. The arms weren't flailing, so they don't call that body foul at all.
Warriors get it into Nisley. Eliza, there's a foul, finally. Eliza getting a little frustrated there. Yeah.
Is she a senior?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she plays like she's... I'm playing this freshman. You're not going to do this to me.
She's out now.
Yeah.
And into the game, they bring a freshman, Yenchik,
in. She has to play defense. She's not. We know she's not an offensive player.
Yeah. We saw that shot.
She was running for a first down.
Eliza, front end of the 1-on-1.
Come on.
Buries it. Atta girl. Eliza Nisley's got 8.
First free throw. Right?
Yep. She's hit a 3. She's hit 2 twos and now a free throw. See if she can drop in one more here, folks. It's a 6-point game and... It's a 7. Oh, it bounced out. I thought we had Nisley with a steal. She's fouled. She's going back to the line. Eliza Nisley. They got the rebound, went to make one pass, and Nisley had the steal. So much quickness. It's almost inconceivable, and I do know what that word means. Some people don't know what the word inconceivable means. I know.
You can't conceive someone that moved that quick. Make the free throws, girl.
Buries the first one. Well, you know, she got a practice run on the 1-1, and now she gets to go back for 2. 7-point game. It's a 3-possession game now, folks, with 38 seconds. One more for the freshman. Short. Rebound, Grove! In the corner to Eliza. Out on top, Maya. She backs it out. Drives. She backs it out again. Gets it to Eliza. She's fouled by Yost. Eliza's going back to the line, folks.
Grove.
Nice 2 out of 4.
Rebound.
Oh, Sarah Grove. Going in right behind Fulbright. Jumping up and tipping that ball back to herself. Coming down with it. What a play by the sophomore post. Now, let's see if we can make 2 in a row.
Come on, girl.
First one. Oh, she missed it.
She's hurrying it.
Yeah, we're in the double bonus here, so she's going to get a second one. It's a 7-point game right now with 29 seconds. We took 8 seconds off the clock on that offensive rebound, though, so that was beneficial. Second one, good.
Yeah, that's better. That was rhythm shot.
They push up hard. Vincent,
don't foul. Picks up her dribble.
Knocked away by McMullen. Stolen by Eliza.
Turnover.
Gets it back to McMullen. Hands off to Harzma and fouled by Yost. This one's over, folks. 17 seconds. It's an 8-point game as Harzma goes to the line. And the Warrior fans should be making an awful lot of noise after these free throws. What a fourth quarter. We have outscored them 16-2 in the fourth quarter, Ron.
Did they have a shot? I can't remember the shot.
Fulbright got one inside. That's it. Harzma hits the first. It's a 9-point game.
We should storm the court.
Cut down their nets. Harzma hits a pair. It's a 10-point game. They were down 6 when this quarter started. It's a plus 16 quarter in the fourth quarter on the road against a team that's pretty good. There's a miss by Yost. Rebound by Eliza, and they foul her. Folks, this one should be noisy right about now. Student section getting a little jacked up now, making some noise. These girls, what an effort in the fourth quarter. Eliza Nisley going to the line to shoot 2. Put a little icing on this cake with 6.7 seconds to go.
Oh,
buries the first one. Buries it, Ron. Just buries it. Well, after it rattled around,
rattled.
It buried. It eventually was buried. One more for the freshman guard. No good on that one. Rebound by Yost. Doesn't matter. It's academic. She pushes hard up the left side. All the way in. Traveled. Got away with it. Gets the basket. This is over, folks. The Warrior girls with a huge fourth quarter. The final score is 44-35.
They got their fourth point in the last second of the game.
And the Warriors outscore them 19-4 in the fourth quarter on the road with a 3-freshman, 2-sophomore lineup in that fourth quarter, Rod. We're going to take a quick break back with final scoring numbers and other stats for you of interest on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Amity Warrior girls with an amazing fourth quarter. I'll tell you, talk about a game of emotional yo-yos for us, Ron. We're up 11-5 after the first. We're feeling great. We extend that to 18-5 in that second quarter. They go on a little bit of a run to close out the second. We feel a little irritated by it. It's 20-13 at halftime. They come out in the third, and they just smack us in the face. I mean, the third quarter was ugly. We got outscored 18-5 in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter happened. Kylie Wilson entered the game. Eliza Nisley, Sarah Lynn Grove, Maya Harzma, and Alyssa McMullen took over that fourth quarter and destroyed them 19-4 after they had all that momentum, Ron. That's your cue.
Yeah, I think that, well, the turnovers really started to pile up from about a minute into the fourth quarter, and bottom line is they ended up with 27 turnovers. They had 16
a lot of the fourth, and they only had 4 in the third quarter.
Third quarter.
So how many total?
There was 27.
So they had 7 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, big turnovers.
And when they did get shots, it wasn't the right people always shooting the ball.
And, you know,
Fields didn't shoot at all.
She did not get a shot.
Yeah,
not one shot.
You attribute that to Jed getting that defense in alignment out there.
Yeah. Yeah, they did an excellent job of keeping the ball where it needed to be kept so that she couldn't get the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. disrupting the offensive flow.
Put pressure on those guards so that they – and kept them on this side of the floor. She likes that left side like you talked about.
Yeah.
She didn't ever once get the ball over in that corner.
Nope. They didn't let her have it on that wing.
Yeah.
Warriors were led tonight by Eliza Nisley, 11 points. Could have had some more because she only went 4 out of 8 from the foul line. Sarah Lynn Grove with 9.
And 10 rebounds to go with her 9 points.
So nice. Harzma with 8 points and just
4 for 4 at the foul line.
Clutch at the foul line, clutch with the ball in her hands in that fourth quarter. She struggled in the third quarter.
She made a real key drive.
Yep. When it was like a 2-point game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the way in with that left
hand.
Might
have been the one that we took the lead on, 32-31.
Maybe. McMullen had 5, finally hit a 3 after almost a 2-game drought. Kylie Wilson off the bench. 4 points, couple of rebounds.
2 defensive rebounds.
Just
very good defense.
Played well. Tipping balls, helping out. It was fantastic effort by her.
One of Sarah's rebounds came off of a Kylie hustle that got it up into the air.
They were led by Maddie Fields with 16, did not score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's...
So that's there's the secret right there, our success.
23.
She got the basket at the end. I mean, really, they scored 4 points in the fourth quarter, and one of them was a fast break at the buzzer when nobody was doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garbage. So really, it was a 19-2 quarter, Ron.
Yeah.
Amazing run for the Warriors. All right, folks, that's it for us tonight. Whew, I'm tired.
Yeah, that was
two tough games in a row, right?
We were both collectively down. I was like, how could we play so bad?
It was bad in the third quarter.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to need some of your medication that you take. I don't know what it is.
When you play bad, the referees are bad. I mean, it just
they are, right? It snowballs. Yeah, you don't get calls because you're not doing the right things on the floor.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were doing. We didn't change anything. The referees didn't change. Except we just started to hustle a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Get loose balls. Get them out of their stink.
Hey, next game is Saturday.
Yep.
It's the last game of the boys playing first. So boys at 6, girls right after that, about 7:30, with Jefferson at home. It's going to be a blowout, folks. Come and enjoy it. All right?
But, and we're in. Really, the boys should be. I think Jefferson boys are like 1 and.
Oh, they're bad. 16. I mean, both should be blowouts.
Yeah. And then we get a break next week. We don't play until Friday, and we play at home.
And that'll be our Hall of Fame induction with Sile.
We have Sile. Yep.
Yeah. All right, folks. Until then, thanks for joining us tonight. It was a fun one. Have a good night.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.